Preparations are underway for the next Hayes Chamber Ag Appreciation Dinner. From the Hayes Chamber, President and CEO Sarah Wassinger, along with Administrative Assistant Crystal Young, stopped by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Without ag, I think Ellis County would have a very different economic climate. And we have such great farmers and ranchers that live here in our community. We did something a little different last year. We shifted when we have ag appreciation to the month of January instead of having it in October, because our farmers and ranchers are very busy this month. They are getting ready to do fall harvest, or maybe are planting their wheat or are working cattle. And so we know that that was a good shift. And so January 10th of 2023 will actually be our 35th annual ag appreciation.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yes.
It's going to be so different though, having it in January.
You know,
I think it's going to be good, but it's going to be different.
We got a lot of positive feedback last year, actually, from those who attended, saying thank you so much for giving an event that is meant to be giving gratitude to us, but also doing it in a time of year in which we can really enjoy ourselves and not have to worry about being out in the field. So definitely are excited for this, but events like this don't happen without a lot of people being involved.
Mm-hmm.
And our sponsors are really those who make sure that this event is great every year. And so we are actually in the window of opportunity for businesses to sign up to be a sponsor if they want to be.
Very cool. And I would think so many businesses benefit from that agriculture economy that I would just imagine that people are more than happy to just help out on this one.
Absolutely. So we have a range of banks, you know, farming businesses specifically that, you know, sell implements or feed or things of that nature to our farmers who are sponsors. But like I said, there's still time. We do have three different levels of sponsorship because we understand and realize that every business is going to have, you know, a different set of resources than others. And so it's kind of customized based on where you want to be as a business. You can start out as a grower. The grower businesses will have an investment of $100. They will be included in our newsletter information that goes out to all of our members. We'll also have some social media recognition. And then this year, or for next year's event rather, we are planning on doing 150 swag bags. These swag bags were really awesome last year. They had things like rain gauges in there, fly swatters, just in general things that, you know, a farmer could use, whether it's in their work truck, and the tractor, or maybe the wife could use in the house. So very neat items in there. And then, of course, we will have the first 150 families, like I said, will receive those swag bags. So if you want to participate at that level, that's a great place to start if you've never been a part of the event before. At the next level is the cultivator level, and that would be for $250. If you physically want to be at the event and receive a ticket to attend, this is where you need to be, or at the next step. You'll get a couple of tickets to attend the event itself. You can set up a booth so you can interact with the farmers and ranchers while you're there. And, of course, with that one, you'll get everything that you got at the grower level. Last but not least is our big one, the barn raiser. This comes at a $700 investment. And each business that signs up at this level will actually have a chamber check that will be given away with their name on it, drawn live during the event. They'll get a social media recognition with this form of a commercial, and then we'll also play that same commercial during the event that night. And then they can also provide items for the bags, and then, of course, we'll be an official ticket distributor, and then we'll include those ticket distribution locations on our radio advertising that will go out, so as well as beyond the physical tickets themselves. So that one's really the big bang for your buck.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I think a lot of people probably think, oh man, that's such a big investment, but every little bit helps, right?
Right. So think about how many different families farm and ranch. And so I think the last statistic was we had something close to 600 farmers and ranchers in Ellis County. And so think about the impact that those families have from an economic standpoint, you know, supporting and patronizing local businesses, you know, the good that they bring to our community, and just providing food for our families and nourishment. So I just love this event. It speaks to me personally because we live out on the family farm. My husband and I have, you know, chickens and guineas and like to do that type of thing. So it's just great to see friends come around from across the community to gather for a beautiful evening. I think my favorite part is always the awesome meal that we get to have. This year's no different, Crystal. I know that you and I were kind of drooling as we were typing up our list of the menu today.
Absolutely. our menu is going to be chili from Kateris's. We're going to have green bean and dumpling soup that is being donated from Gela's Diner and LB Brewing Company. We're also going to be having hot dogs, so in case you want to have a chili dog, and for those kids that don't want chili, they can still have hot dogs. You can't have chili without cinnamon rolls, and that is being prepared by the TMP Food Service. And we'll have relish trays, and our beverages will be beer, several different beers, Pepsi products, and water.
A little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, I love that. And I like that it's beer and not like something like red wine or something fancy, because let's be real, farmers aren't, they're down to earth kind of people. They want to drink the beer.
Yeah, they might be cracking open a cold one at the end of a hard day's work.
Yeah, exactly. See, I do the same thing, but, it's not very hard work. It's just the drinking for me.
So folks may be wanting to know where they can find out more information for this event. So obviously we just shared it, but you can find the actual form for becoming a sponsor on our chamber website. For those who may not remember, that's just simply hayeschamber.com. And you can also call our office at 785-628-8201 to find out more information. We do have some deadlines coming up just for businesses that are sponsoring at certain levels to get their information into us so we can prepare for the event. So if possible, we would love for businesses to sign up by the end of this month. Those commercials and things of that nature, Mariah from our team will connect with those businesses. We can either help put those together or they can submit something themselves. And then, of course, when you have a print ticket for the event, those tickets will start being distributed beginning of December. And so we want to just make sure that we give our Northwestern printers, our ticket designer or our printer, plenty of time to get those tickets prepared. So
absolutely. So get those in again. That's October 31st, you said, right?
Yes, Monday, October 31st.
Okay, so a couple weeks, but don't wait, because everybody's going to love this event and you're definitely going to want to be involved.
Absolutely. It's a fun night.
Yeah. It almost makes me wish I was a farmer so I could go.
Well, there's always still time, James.
Nobody wants me growing anything. We would all die. The food supply would dry up and it would be terrible.
I would enjoy watching you try to farm. I think it would be hilarious. I can see you carrying a 5-gallon bucket with some treats for some cows and having them follow you around the farm.
I could do it. And I tell you, when I was like 12, I learned to drive a tractor. So I can help out in that regard.
Well, you're hired. There you go. That's all that's needed.
These days, everybody's so desperate for help. That's probably true. There are probably people out there, he can drive a tractor? Come on, give me a little, what's the number? I'll call him. That's great. I love it. Before we run out of time, guys, we better talk about the weekly events, because as usual, you guys have a good chunk of stuff going on.
We do. So today at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill, the Young Professionals, Hayes Young Professionals, will have their last connection lunch of the year. And their lunch is sponsored by Glassman Corporation.
It's Bring Your Boss to Lunch Day, isn't it, Crystal?
Yes, it is. Mariah might be taking you to lunch.
I'm excited.
Except you might have to work a little too.
That's fine. Feed me and I'm happy.
Also today at 3:30, the Chamber Board of Directors will meet at the Welcome Center. Thursday, October 20th, there's a ribbon cutting with the Center for Life Experience at 4 p.m. That address is 103C East 27th Street. Also on Thursday at 5:15 p.m., the HYOP will host their third social at the Fort Tavern and Patio Bar at 111 West 7th Street.
I've heard that Wes has some heaters outside now, so that should be a good environment.
Oh, that will be fun.
Well, I mean, that's a week away, though, a couple days, I guess. It might be 110 degrees. Who knows?
Well, you're right.
Kansas weather. Yeah. Let's look and see what it is right now. 29. Ooh. Maybe the heaters. Maybe we'll need them.
A lot of them. So Friday, October 21st at 9 a.m., we're holding our weekly chamber chat at the Golden Plains Credit Union at 2720 Broadway. And to end off our Friday is our monthly ambassador lunch at the Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering at 2350 East 8th. And that's at 11:30 this time. Normally they're at 12, but we're doing it at 11:30 because they're going to be voting some new ambassadors into the program.
Very cool. Very cool.
And we want to, go ahead, James.
Oh, I was just going to ask, is that all that process done? Like, are you still accepting applications for those ambassadors?
So applications closed end of August, but we will be opening up again next year. The cool thing about our ambassador program is we are actually increasing the number of ambassadors that we have for our base. So usually we have a range of about 45 to 50 every year. We voted to increase that from 55 to 75. Mm. And the reason that we are doing that is because our business community is always growing. The needs are ever changing. And the more that we can have people be in our businesses to understand and learn more about what they offer, we know the stronger our business community becomes. And so building that ambassador base is just one very easy way for us as a chamber to continue to enhance what we are doing to support our members.
Makes sense. And what great cheerleaders for the community, truly.
Absolutely. One quick reminder, though, too, because next week, Mike Henke is going to be doing a presentation for workforce recruitment strategies, and that is also going to be at the Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Tickets are only $25 if you're a chamber member, and if you're not a chamber member, you can still attend the event, but the tickets will run $40. This is going to be a wonderful opportunity. I know that businesses are still having a difficult time hiring people, and you'll learn some different strategies for how you can set your business apart from others. And so if you have not already registered to attend, we would highly encourage you to get on our website and do so this week.
Very cool. Yeah, it's going to be a great program. We should probably also let everybody know we're going to change this segment because I know yes. We have a lot of people that tune in just for the chamber checkup every week. We're going to be doing this now on Mondays at, you've got the note, 9:15. Yeah,
yes.
We're changing it to Mondays at 9:15. And that's because the county commission now meets and obviously you guys need to make a presence there weekly. So just tune in for us Monday next week. At 9:15, and we'll hear more about this and the recap, hopefully, of everything that happened this week.
Absolutely. So just stay tuned to hayeschamber.com for all of our different events and things going on. And also one final reminder too, Chamber Award Banquet nominations are still going on through the end of October. So if you have not already submitted a nomination for an award, we'll be giving away 8 different awards at the awards banquet at the end of January. So definitely hit our website up for that too. Nomination forms are live right now.